From the Better Business Bureau, President and CEO Steve Burness. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning. How are you doing, Bob?
About 55% at the moment. And before we get into the current scam going around out there, just
sure.
a footnote to our conversation here yesterday. We were talking with Orion Samuelson about this business of people getting seeds unsolicited. And do we know anything more about this?
We still know much more about this, but more and more consumers are getting other packages, too, as well. So they're getting unordered merchandise and seeds. So we're suggesting the consumers obviously do not plant the seeds, and the Department of Agriculture wants to be notified if you did receive anything. So they have an email address set up for them, so you can contact the Department of Agriculture.
And people are asked not to throw it in the garbage because nobody wants these to end up in a landfill or anywhere where they could sprout, right?
Exactly, because it could be in some type of invasive plant or something. Nobody's actually certain what they are yet. So we are getting reports across the country that some people have already planted them and they're trying to get them out. But it's just really unusual that it's really hitting mailboxes across the country, and it's really now starting to hit the Midwest. So if you do see this, please pass this information on to your friends and family that do not throw them out and do not plant them, and hold on to them and contact the Department of Agriculture.
I heard something about this involving a company that wanted to sort of cook the books a little bit and show that they were more popular or more successful or doing more business or reaching more people than others, and that's why they did this, so they could say, well, we've mailed out thousands of these. I don't know, maybe we'll get to the bottom of it one day.
One day I'll get to the bottom, but that's called a brushing scam. And that's basically when stuff starts popping or coming to your house unordered. And you really have to understand that nobody's going to send you unordered items. So what they do is they want to boast that they have more sales and that they do fake reviews then that you did a fake review, and it bolsters their sales for them. So there's just many ways that these scammers are taking advantage of this, but seeds is really of concern to us because we don't know what these seeds do yet, and so is the Department of Agriculture. It is somewhat concerned, as they should be.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's talk a little bit about this investigation the Better Business Bureau did, and we've got a lot of scams right now involving the pandemic, and people are preying on folks' fear, aren't they?
They are. They're focusing on their fears and scaring them to divulge information or provide money to them. And unfortunately, they're using the COVID pandemic as a way to get in as well. Either you get an email or a phone call. And a lot of times what we're seeing is that they say that they're contact tracers and that you've been in close proximity to somebody who has the virus. And we need to send you a test kit, but we need your credit card information. And unfortunately, that is not the CDC employee or anybody using that for legitimate purposes. They're taking advantage of the situation. And then they're claiming also to be from the IRS, that you can get you additional benefits under the stimulus package or the CARES Act for businesses. I mean, they're hitting consumers and businesses, but they're putting the fear of God into some of these people. And some of these individuals have told us that they told them they were going to be deported, they would lose their driver's license and be arrested. And one woman was alone with her kids, and they said, the FBI is going to come and get you, and your kid's going to be alone then.
You know, it's nuts that people do this and that people fall for it. Are a lot of these robocalls or not?
Yeah, most of these are robocalls, so they're starting to switch more towards robocalls, and they're in a pretty high percentage of robocalls, but some are doing emails as well, so you have to be very careful. But I guess the tip-off to the rip-off, Bob, would be anybody demanding information quickly, that you got to do something quickly, and it's usually within 30 minutes. And sometimes these scammers are staying on the phone with the elderly people, which is kind of alarming, is that they're saying, you got to go to your bank and close your account out, take all the money out, and then buy gift cards and read us the numbers off the back, because we need to do this as an urgent matter. And they stay on the phone with them while they go to the bank and while they go to Walmart and buy a gift card. And the reason behind it is so the elderly person doesn't talk to anybody, doesn't ask if it's true or legitimate, and the fear that something's got to be done or you're going to be arrested is kind of alarming to individuals.
I like your line, tip off to the rip off. I didn't realize you were once a rock and roll top 40 disc jockey, Steve.
There's a lot about me you got to be worried about, Bob.
let's get a quick call in here.
Sure.
From Sherry in the West Loop. What did you get in the mail, Sherry?
Yeah, I was telling your screener, I got about 3 weeks ago two packages of paper towels, but they weren't the normal long roll of paper towels. They were like half the size of paper towels, but they were paper towels. They were two rows in a gray packaging that is normal. I've seen the gray packaging when you order packages. And it was all in Chinese writing. I was telling my friend, what the heck is this? There's nothing in English, and I didn't order anything from China except medical mask.
It came in the regular mail?
It came in a regular mail, gray packaging that I've seen before when you order stuff like from eBay or whatever like that. The packaging didn't surprise me. It was the fact that it was those size of paper towels that I've never seen before.
Hold on a second, Sherry. Steve, did you ever hear about this?
Not paper towels particularly, but everything is coming from China. These seeds are actually coming from China with China markings on it. So I would throw those paper towels away. Don't open them or use them in any particular way. But again, if you get any unordered merchandise, there's something is wrong. People don't normally get unordered merchandise. And under federal law, you have the right to keep it. So whatever they send you, if you didn't order it, then it's yours to keep. But don't throw those paper towels. Please throw those paper towels away.
Yeah, and Sherry, did it come with a note that asked you to contribute money to the Bob Surratt Foundation?
Because
that should have told you right away that there was something funky there. All right, I appreciate the call. And Steve Burness, always appreciate you giving us the heads up on these things. Steve is the CEO of the Better Business Bureau. And you've got that scam tracker, and people can contact you, correct?
Yeah, please. That's the most important thing, Bob, is if you see a scam or get seeds or paper towels, go to BBB Scam Track and report it, even if you don't fall victim to scams, because you can warn others about the scam particularly. We can notify the authorities, and the authorities actually review our database, so they have access to that scam tracker database, so they can see all these scams that are happening and hopefully put these companies out of business. So report it to the Better Business Bureau Scam Tracker and let others know to prevent this from happening to somebody else.
Got it. Thanks a lot, Steve. Have a good day.
Have a good day, Bob. Thank you.